Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, Baruch Hashem, Siyata D'Shemaya. This is the seventh shir, and thus far we have seen such beautiful Torah. Hadvarim hayuzakim ubehirim, kikoychovim mazhirim umeirim kesapirim, Baruch Hashem. And now we're continuing the yisod that we saw, basically, is that lo sachmod is when it's davar hamanua mimcha, something that you're not allowed to have. And you covet it and then get it, that's called Lesachmites. And we're going to continue where we left off. And again, this is based in the Torah of Mor V'Rabbi, Agon HaGadol, Muflag V'Amuflag. L'shmol L'zichro Taibas Kol Nefesh, Harav Man Zatzal, Achshav Efshar L'Faresh, Medat HaTosfot B'Sanhedrin, L'Terutz Kama. Ra'inu B'Shiur HaRishon, the opinion of Tesis in Sanhedrin, that it says in the Gemara, the loy sachmoid, le inshi, but loy me mashmet lo. That people think that loy sachmoid is without money. That's lo sachmoid. In other words, the only urban lo sachmoid is without money. What do you mean people think that? Are they right? So the fetuses in the first teretz, yeah, people are correct. Hainu shekein wa emes. Ulechorain amuvan klal. Shim kein wa emet. If that's really the reality. So why does Ravina say that's what people think? Why doesn't Ravina say that the reason such a person isn't considered chashid? I'm a minor that he'd be chashid ashuase is because he's correct that even though he's that he's not really over on Los Achmod because he's he paid for this item, this kofer b'bikado, and he's paying for it. He doesn't want to swear. He's in the shaling. So once he's paying for it, so he's not over in Los Achmos. So why does it say that's what people think? That's the reality. And moreover, v'day de lashon ze b'pshuto mashmau k'derak inchi achi nakti naktu venzo emet. This lashon b'pshuto is mashma. That is what people think, but that's not the truth. The truth is it's only is even if you pay this Los Achmos. And from Mikoach Zeh, Tosis already asked in Sanhedrin that from this we see that Losachmud is even with the Yavd Mei. Losachmud is even if you pay for it. And so writes Bepshitus, Tosis in Bava Kama 62a, Dibra Maschil Chamsen, the proof from this Sugya. So to Tosis in Bava Kama 32b, Bava Metzia 72a. And even if you say that maybe this is what people think and they're correct, you can say that you can say this is what people think and they're correct. Maybe that's really the pshat. But why does it use such a lashon? Such a misleading lashon. That's what people think. People think. Whenever you say people think that, usually you mean that's not correct. So if you want to say here it is correct, why use such a ambiguous language like that? A misleading line, ambiguous, misleading. והדברים מתמים לכל רעיין מה שקוסה בזה ספר הקריסוס. In סימן קוף מם דלת. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That the kasha of Rav Achami Difti in the Gemara who asks, I v'hakavra alav d'loy sachmoid. So how can you say this person isn't choshed amomen? So what he's asking is, that from the fact that the Torah writes b'stam aloy sachmoid, and it doesn't say anything about money, so you see me pashtus haloshin, that it's usher in any instance. So you see me pashtus haloshin, that that's what the Torah means? And if so, from that the Torah says, the iser, pashtus loshin zu, we see that the Torah asks b'chol gavna in every case. And if so, he's over on los achmod. This person is over on los achmod. Because in Pashtus, that's the lashon of the Torah, whether he gives money or doesn't give money. And on that, Ravina answers him that lo sachmoid le inshi, but lo dmei mashmil. That lo sachmoid to people is only mashma without money. In other words, because it's pashit to people, misvara, that there's only an iser chimud b'davar hamanua. Like we saw from the Ibn Ezra, that you can only demand from people not to be choymeit something if it's manua mehem, if it's out of their ken, out of their reach, if it's unobtainable, if it's forbidden for them. His example is the princess, right? A guy doesn't, in our example today, a guy doesn't go to the movies, watch a movie and see a beautiful actress. You have this beautiful woman who's got tens of millions of dollars in fame and fortune. And this guy thinks, yeah, I'll just, you know, I'll send her a text and we'll have a date. We'll go out to dinner and then maybe she'll marry me. So he knows that, you know, the average guy doesn't have a chance. And just between us, zivishin uns, if you get to know her, you probably don't want to marry her anyway. But on the outside, you know, externally, she looks pretty good. In any event, but he's not choymed her because he realizes he doesn't have a chance. She's a Hollywood starlet. She knows all these rich and famous people. And there's a trillion guys who want to go out on a date with her. So he realizes he doesn't have a chance. So that's the mashal of the Ibn Ezra Baruch. So that's the, put it in today's terms. So that's what people understand. The Yisr of Lo Sachmod is Dabra HaManua. And if it's a Dabra HaManua, it's something that it's asur to you. So that's only if you take an item without money. In other words, you choymate something and you end up getting it without money. You don't pay for it. And because if you do pay for it, it's not davar manua. You paid for it, fair and square. You walk into the store, gave the money, you paid for it, fair and square. So that's not a davar manua. So since that's what people understand, when the Torah was soysing, it isn't in order. In other words, when the Torah writes stam leisachmod, it isn't in order that people should understand that there's an isser in any instance. But rather, the very formulation of the isser in the Torah indicates that it has to be below Dumei. Why? Because it says Lo Sachmod, and when a person looks at that Lo Sachmod, he's going to say, why is it asur to be choymeit? It must be because it's asur to me. Oh, it's asur to me, that's below Dumei. So the steam on the Torah, they're putting it the ambiguous way that it's written in the Torah, the laconic way that it's written in the Torah, shows that it's not able to make, because that's the way people are going to understand it. So that's what he means, losachmod le'inshi below dmei mashmod. Since that's the way people understand it, memela, that's pshat in the pasuk, because that's, when they read it, that's what they're going to understand. So don't say losachmod implies any instance, no. A sachmod is dafka, bedafka, when it's below, when it's without paying, because then it's a davar hamanua. V'nirah shegam haRambam shesover sheyesh lo tachmod gam biyoiv dmei. Even the Rambam who holds that there's an Isser of Lo Sachmod if you pay, even though there's no Isser Gzela, we discussed at length this Rambam previous Shiurim. It's not because the Rambam argues with this Ikar Yesod and holds that you don't need that, it should be a Davar Manua Machmas Isser. The Rambam can agree in principle. So why does the Rambam hold that it has to be that you're over even B'yayiv Tumei, even if you pay? Because it has to be a davar hamanua machmas iser, because that's the yisod ha-iser of Lo Sachmod. That it's a davar hamanua machmas iser, but oib mitzalt, if we pay for it, so then it's not davar hamishalmim al kach, as it lo davar hamanua mechamat isu. As lama Rambam kol sover, she gam imishalmim, gam b'diyoiv dmei, adam over. As apshatu shel adat Rambam, ein chimud al natilat chefetz bedamim maise chimud sheyesh begufo maise shel chimud bedamim. שאז אינו דבר האסור, וכדסבירא לו לתוספות. אלא דסבירא ליה לרמב"ם, שהדמים אינם בגוף החימות. זאת אומרת, תוספות סוברים, like we saw that it's דווקא, if you, it's דווקא, if you don't pay. דווקא if you don't pay. Why? Because if you want to pay, then the payment is part of the guf ma'ase achimut. This is a ma'ase achimut bedamim. Since the ma'ase achimut is bedamim, in other words, he's chomei this object, and he wants to pay for it. So memela, it's not a davar hamanua, and there's no lo sachmud. Because the ma'ase chimud includes the damim, includes the money that he wants to pay for it. But rather, the Rambam holds, that's tosis. The Rambam holds that the damim einam beguf hachimud. It doesn't include the money. He's not chomei the money. He's chomei the item. אלא החימוד מתייחס רק לחפץ שעליו ישנו איסור גזלה. The chimud relates only to the object upon which there is an איסור גזלה. ודבר מנוע הוא מחמת זה. ולכן ישנו איסור כל שמצד החפץ הבלי חפץ מנוע, כיוון שיש עליו איסור. So therefore we have that the Isser is the chimud relates only to the object upon which there is an Isser Gzela, and therefore it's a Davar Manua. And therefore, as long as mitzad the object, as far as the object is concerned, it's a Chefetz Manua, since there's an Isser involved. He's over in Lo Sachmod. In other words, the fact that he wants to pay for it is irrelevant for us. He wants to pay for it, he doesn't want to pay for it, it doesn't matter. This object is a davar manu. He's chomei the object. And we don't view his willingness or unwillingness to pay as part and parcel of the iser. We just view his chimud of the object. L'chein yeshno isur kol shemitzad ha-chefetz ha-bele chefetz manua. Kivan sheyesh alav isur. ולכן ישנו איסור כל שמצד החפץ אבל החפץ מנוע כיוון שלא יש עליו איסור. So this החפץ has an iser on it. You're not allowed to take this object. It belongs to Yanim. And the fact that you want to pay for it is irrelevant for us. You're chomei the object, and therefore the Rambam holds even bedmei you're over on lo sachmud. ובספרה זו אם הדמים ישנם בגוף החימוד עולב, הומה דפליגי הרמב״ם והתוסס. So the machlekes Rambam Tosfos is do we view the money that he is willing to pay as part and parcel of the guf achimud? According to the Rambam, we do not. And therefore, he's over even if he's willing to pay. Exactly. And according to Tosfos, we do. We view the money as part of the chimud, and therefore it's not a davar hamanua anymore. If he's willing to pay, it's not a davar hamanua. So since the damim are part of the guf hachimud, there's no iser. If he's willing to pay. But Gufa Yisod, everybody agrees that it's a, problem is that it's a davar manua, something that's forbidden to a person. V'rak ha-raivet she-chilek bein amar o lo amar otzani. Fi ha-raivet, ha-raivet omer, kufi she-kvar dibarnu, ba'avar, she-ha-raivet sover, she-ha-yesh chiluk, im hu amar rotzani, az ein lo sachma. Im hu lo amar rotzani, yesh lo sachma. הרי בעל כורחנו, דלדידי, לפי הרייבד, the yisur is on the netila. As we saw, as we explained at length, according to the rייבד, as the Achronim explained, the yisur is on the chimud, is on the netila, not on the chemda. The yisur is on the netila, and therefore if he says, roitzani, so it's a netila hamuteres. And if he doesn't say roitzani, then it's a tila hasura. But But the issur is on the netilah, and therefore it depends on his whether or not he says roitzani. Because if he holds mamanavshach, if he holds that damim is part and parcel of the guf hachimud, meaning if he doesn't hold that the issur is in netilah, and he holds that money is part and parcel of the guf hachimud, then it would be mutter, even without the rotsani, because he wants it with the money, and then it's not a devar manua. And if he holds that the damim are part of the guf hachimud, and what does it matter if the guy said roitzani or not? Even if he says roitzani, it doesn't matter. He's choymeit something without wanting to pay, without us taking into account the fact that he wants to pay for it. So that's chemda. What does it matter? He said wants roitzani, not roitzani. So it's all because of the netila, and therefore the chayv hold, it's a lav nitan latashlumin. The reason there's no malchus is because it can be paid for. It can be repaid. Since the issur is the netila, he can repay it. Therefore there's no malchus. אבל כפי שביארנו, אין זו שיטת הרמב״ם, ואין זו שיטת התוספות. מוריי ורבותיי, אנחנו עכשיו בסייעתא דשמיא, ומתקדמים לתוספות בבבא מציעא, בדף ה' עמוד ב'. זה כיף ללמוד תוספות. איזה כיף, 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 כיף. מוריי ורבותיי, אומרים תוספות, בתוספות דיבור מתחיל בלא דמי משמע לו, that people think it's without money, so then Tosis asks, aye, if it's without money, לא סחמו, then it's already לא סיגזול. So Tosis says, לאו ולאו בשני לאו. בסדר, זה כבר דיברנו. עכשיו, ממשיכים תוספות, ואם תאמר, והקיה הבדמי נמי חמסן הווה, כדמוך של יקונס, וחמסן פסול עדות, even if he gives money, he's still called a chamsin. A chamsin is somebody who pays for something and takes it forcibly. So even if he pays money, he's still a chamsin. Not to be confused with the Moroccan chamsa. It's a different word. The chamsin pasal edus, and a chamsin's pasal edus, it says, atashas yotchim rosh elios eit chomas. The psul edus psul shvud, pasal shvud. So we have an Akoines, I love Perek Akoines, 62a, that a chamsin is pasul eidus, atashas yotchem rosh elios eit chomas. And the psul eidus, when somebody is pasul eidus, also pasul shvur, you're talking about a pasul shvur. Tchohanu dechashe b'psul eidus, b'perek zeh abar, pasul shvur, perek kol anish boi. Those who are enumerated as psul eidus in Sanhedrin are also enumerated as psul eidus in Masech HaShavuos, as psul shvur in Masech HaShavuos. So the kashas over here are dealing with the person being pasul l'shvua. And we said, no, he's not pasul l'shvua, this guy, because he's paying for the item. And people think lo sachmu is without money. Yeah, but he's a chamsin. He's paying for it, but he's not, it's against the other guy's will. He doesn't want him to pay for this item. The other guy wants his item back. Kach shu'aliyim atosfot. Onim tosfot, v'yesh lomar, the chamsin or pasul l'idu, selim de rabanan. ונתני פרק זה בורר רוסיף עליהם החמסונים, ולא פורך חמסן דוי רייסו וגד פורך הגזלן, חמסן דקות ולא יאהב דמי. עונים תוספות שבאמת גם החמסנים אינם פסולים מהתורה לעדות ושבועה, אלא אם כן הם נתנו דמים. הם לא נתנו דמים. Even a חמסן has to not give money. Even a chamsin has to not give money on a deraisitika level. And a chamsin who gives money is only pasul eidus midrabbonan. As we see in Perek Zeh Aboira, the rabbis added on as psul eidus hachamsonim. And it doesn't ask, I chamsonim are deraisa. Because chamsanim will give money, are only the rabbanim. The chamsin dekra de lo yoiv to me. And Chaim says in the pasuk, he doesn't give money. But if he does give money, it's only to Rabbanan. מאחר שחכמים פסלו גם את החמסן שנתן דמים, ומלמד רבנן הוא פסול לעדות ולשבועה. וסוף סוף כיצד משביעים את השומר שאומר שפיקדון עבד ואנו חושדים אותו שחמסו? סוף כל סוף אינו חינמי. The rabbis pasled the chamsan who gave money, so the rabbanan is pasled lidus and lishua. So how are we משביע this person who's a chamsan? Who we suspect of being a chamsan? As onim tosfot, that hainu chamsan, you know what type of chamsan the rabbis passel? That he's choymeis beha'ozes ponim, medachutz be, shechatsuf lachtof miyad liyad b'idiyaz bailin. He's a chatsuf. But hachaloi chatsif ela mailim chamsan usa. But here, in our case, he's not a chutzuf, he's not chutzpedik, he's not outwardly brazen, but rather he's trying to hide it. He says, I got lost, and really he's taking it for himself. So since he's not being brazen about it, we don't passel him le'edus. Ad kan zachinu l'lmod et evrei ha'tosfot, hodu la'adonai ki tov, כי לעולם חסדו מודים להשם על הדבר הזה, שאפשר ללמוד שטיקל טייספס. זו זכות גדולה מאוד. ועיין שם במערשה, המערשה כותב על מה שכתבו התוספות, תאחר לא חוצף ומיילם פירוש, ולא רוח החומם לפוס לוי, אבל היה בחמסים דויר אייסר לא שייך למי מרחי. The rabbis didn't passel him if he wasn't brazen about it. But if he was a חמסים דויר אייסר, this person who paid, then we couldn't say that. דגם ממעלם חמסים סוכום גרו ולא סחמוד. Even if he hides his chamsanas, sof kol sof, he's over in Los Achmor. And then migdu chashid ha-memoinu chashid ha-shvus. So that's the understanding of the Maharsha. The Maharsha says that this is only, this whole word of Tosis about being brazen today, rabbis only pass with you if you're brazen, it's only because it's the Rabbana. But if we were Doi Raisa, we wouldn't be able to say that. If we were Doi Raisa, we would say that he's over in Los Achmor. And migu, the chashda memoina, chashda shvuse. The kvar tava, maram shif, mao masha katava marsha, diavi doi raisi ish bezel lavda le sachmud. Mamet kavena marsha, shukotev, shima yad de oraita, yesh lav shelot achmud. Vehare lot achmud, who blowed me, the chenu I met. לשיטת המרשה שם בדת התוספות. He says, if it was doi raisa, be loi sachmon. Lo sachmon is if you don't pay. In other words, when you say that people think loi sachmon is below tmei, they're correct. That's how the marsha is understanding Tosfos. So lo sachmon is below tmei. So how can you say that a chamsan who pays, if he doesn't... that a chamsan who pays for the item would be over on lo sachmon. If Chamsanas was Dairais, it wouldn't matter whether he's brazen or not about it, because he's over in Los Achman. Mapetom, he's paying. And Los Achman is only below Dume. As Ech Katab Marsha, she Yesh Ken Lo Tachmod below Dume. He says there is. How can the Maharsha say that Chamsanas is even if you pay, when the Maharsha himself holds in Tosfos that Losachmar is only if you don't pay? So the Maharsha Lechor is Soisir himself. The Maharsha says that if Chamsan was Doiraisa, even if he's Malim Chamsanusu, he's over in Losachmar. Why is he over in Losachmar? You yourself, the Maharsha, hold that Losachmar is only if you don't pay. And here we're talking about somebody who's paying. So how can you say that if Chamsanis was Doi Raisa, Even if he'd be Maile Mischamsonos, he'd be over on Los Achmud. No, he wouldn't. He's paying for it. The Marashel holds that if you're paying for it, you're not in Bedasatos. If you're paying for it, you're not over in Los Achmud. ועוד צריך לבאר בדברי התוספות, שהרי לכתחילה קושייתם הייתה שאחרי שחמסן פסול לעדות, ומילה פסול לשבועה. So we have to understand, originally what was the kasha of Tosfos? Since a chamsan is pasul leidus, so a chamsan should also be pasul leshvuah. And if so, the ikar teretz should be that it's only the rabbanan, and the rabbi is only pasul the chamsan who's chatzuf. But that doesn't stem nicely with the lashon of the teretz of Tosfos. First, Tosfos is mitareitz that it's only the rabbanan, and they ask, "Aye, so Sophie's still pasul." So ma ze ozer lanu shizarak de rabbanon? אז עונים תוספות שהוא חצוף. רק כשהוא חצוף פסלו, אבל לא כשהוא לא חצוף. למה חלקו את זה לשני תירוצים? זה בעצם תירוץ אחד. מה התירוץ? התירוץ הוא שלא פסלו מי שאינו חצוף. אבל משום מה התוספות חלקו את זה לשני עניינים שונים. אז מורי ורבותיי, בעזרת השם, אם הקדוש ברוך הוא ימשיך להיטיב לנו, אנחנו נבאר את זה, את דברי התוספות, בשיעור הבא. ויש לנו עוד... לא יותר מדי, אבל יש לנו עוד קצת דברים מתוקים, מדבש ונופת סופים, לעבור עליהם. ובעזרת השם, אנחנו עוד מתנס תריין, אין גיטה 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 זכין, והדברים כרגיל היו זקים ובהירים, ככוכבים מזהירים, ומהירים כספירים, ברוך השם, הודו לעיני כי טוב, כי עולם חסדו, זכינו בסייעת הדשמי בשמחה גדולה. בעזרת השם, בשיעור הבא, בלי נדר, אנחנו נתקדם עוד, סיימנו את השיעור השביעי בנושא לא תחמוד וגלויב מהרה רבותיי. תאמינו לי שאפשר להמשיך בזה עד לנצח נצחים, כי התורה היא עמוקה מן ים. ברוך השם, זכינו לתורה כזאת מתוקה. אז תודה רבה על ההקשבה, ובעזרת השם אנחנו בלי נדר נמשיך. שלום שלום אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.